This is St. Louis Public Radio. Governor Eric Greitens is immersed in an intense battle with Rob Schaff, a Republican state senator who's skilled at killing legislation. It's a fight that brought more attention to the nonprofit, pushing the governor's agenda. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum talked with Greitens and Schaff about their showdown and what it means for the final weeks of the legislature.
When Rob Schaff rose to speak on the Missouri Senate floor on Monday, he was coming off what seemed to be a tough week. A GOP senator unflatteringly highlighted how the 60-year-old from Western Missouri rented a room from a well-known lobbyist. And the nonprofit linked to Governor Eric Greitens was attacking Schaff's integrity and giving out his personal cell phone number. But Schaff made it abundantly clear he wasn't slinking away.
Don't ignore the log in your eye when you see the speck in mine. I'm removing the speck. I'm moving out of the room I've rented from Richard McIntosh. Now you remove the log.
That log Schaff is talking about is A New Missouri, a nonprofit led by Greitens loyalists. Schaff says the group makes it look like Greitens has something to hide, since the organization doesn't have to disclose its donors. Schaff's even filed a bill requiring politically active nonprofits to reveal contributors.
He could say, I'm going to go to the White House and not use dark money and prove that it can be done. And he will go farther and faster doing that than if he clings to, you know, to using this dark money.
Greitens was asked on Monday about the nonprofit's actions against Schaff and why the two couldn't hash things out behind the scenes. He responded like this.
The organization that you're referring to is one that I have no day-to-day responsibilities with. It's an organization that's separate from the governor's office. It does represent the interests of thousands of people around the state of Missouri who care about seeing our priorities get passed.
A New Missouri staff includes a number of people who worked on Greitens' campaign, such as senior advisor Austin Chambers. And Greitens largely echoed the group's messaging, including the contention that Schaff is blocking the governor's key priorities. In some ways, the fight between Greitens and Schaff is surprising, as they hold common views on a lot of issues. But Schaff isn't exactly afraid of clashing with GOP legislators, including Senate leaders with a lot of sway. And he's battled with House Republicans on key issues like creating a prescription drug monitoring program.
Most people totally underestimate their own power.
Still, Schaff's aggressive posture frustrates lawmakers like State Representative Justin Alferman. The Herman Republican believes Schaff makes things personal.
He fights for his positions, which I give him credit for. The parts that I would probably disagree with is impugning on the character of individuals.
Others see Schaff's penchant for legislative conflict as a sign of his conviction. Former House Speaker Rod Jetton says it was often difficult to get Schaff to change direction on a particular issue.
He may disagree with me and the caucus on an issue, and you weren't going to bully him or push him into it or sweet talk him into it. No, he thought this was wrong or this was right, and that's the policy he chose to pick.
But Schaff's attitude might give him an advantage in dealing with Greitens. He dissolved his campaign account years ago and has sworn off running for other offices. That's one of the reasons he believes that the nonprofit's tactics won't work on him.
And so I'm unique. He can't leverage anything over me. I'm totally immune to all of that kind of leverage. And so, you know, I'm free to say and do what I think is right.
Schaff is done after next year's legislative session, giving him a finite amount of time to make his mark on bills, but plenty of time to make Greitens' life harder. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.